Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, everybody. You've just tuned into The Block with Bryson Warden, broadcasting live on frequency 101.7 CIVL FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus, Student Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. Today it is January 22nd, 2024, and we've got a very special episode for you with some great tunes and more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we take you over to some new releases and old favorites today on our program. Taking you over first to Jutsu, coming from Macross 8299. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and we're keeping the tunes going afterwards as well. Here we go. We'll be right back. out of two tracks. They're back-to-back, kicking off again with Macross 8299 and their cut Jutsu, and after that it was Saint Pepsi with their track Better. The latter of those is a little bit of an older one coming from Saint Pepsi's Hit Vibes, released in the early kind of half of the 2010s, a landmark record for sort of vaporwave, for interpolating kind of samples and such, and the prominence of the future funk genre, leading to artists such as Macross and others coming out of that one as well. Again, that was Saint Pepsi with their cut Better, and after that it's Macross 8299, their cut Jutsu. Now this was released as a part of a recent EP from them, but unfortunately, well not unfortunately, it was released actually as a part of their record Idols Sakura back in 2017, included off of that record there. This is just kind of an extended sort of form of it, allowing for also for other tracks and stuff to be here as well. Reading the thing about the EP on Bandcamp here, it's dedicated to all future pioneers. They're not going to let you go, they're going to dream you into a beautiful dream, forever and ever. Again, from Macross 82, off of the recently released EP of the same name, it's Jutsu, also taken from Idols Sakura back in 2017. Alright, we're going to take you now to something that I don't usually do on the program, but we're going to take you over to a remix of a classic cut from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell from the Motown era. It's off of their cut If I Could Build My Whole World Around You from 1967, their duet. This is the reinterpolation from Paris Green and KXNE. It's the Paris Green re-edit of Oh Yes. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and we're keeping the tunes going as well. See you on the other side.
Alive with me free, I won't let the pressure tidal on me. Arriving at my scenes, lots of views when you're chasing dreams. The struggle's not as hard as it seems, so we get there by any means. Experiment and try new things. I'm so open to what life brings. Blessings calling, I'm hearing a ring. Is that success? I'm hearing it sing. Now I'm seeing checks, the sound chip ching. Now I'm seeing roses, rose gold. Remember them nights, so cold. The change is crazy, loco.
Oh, yes, you will. come back, and you never come back to.
Took you out of two tracks there back to back, closing it out with Caribou and their cut Never Come Back. This is off of the album Suddenly, released back in 2020, record that we've definitely played a lot on the program here, thanks to tracks such as that one there and New Jade, which was an immediate standout to me back when I spun the record in 2020. A little bit of a history with this program as well, as I was originally looking for Canadian content. I was introduced to Dan Snaith and other projects that he'd done, but primarily Caribou through that record as well. And if you're looking for more, I'd recommend giving Suddenly a spin. It's about 4 years old at this point, and hopefully we're going to get something new from Dan this year. But again, that was Never Come Back, single off of Caribou's Suddenly in 2022. And prior to that, I took you over to Paris Green and their re-edit of their cut Oh Yes, and that one there is featuring Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell off of that one in turn as well. It's utilizing kind of a track from their 1967 duet If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, but the two are most known for collaborating off of the track Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which actually was one of the biggest tracks for Motown as well, from the two of them working together there. Again, described by YouDiscoverMusic.com in their article, Mitchell Paris Green Kelly was discovered by Kolsch on his BBC Radio 1 residency show in the United Kingdom. The track You Gotta Try became Demo of the Month, and soon afterward, he was signed by house and techno artist DJ Darian Lazarus for his Rebellion Crosstown Rebels imprint. Over the course of a dozen years, Crosstown has been responsible for launching the careers of such dance artists as Jamie Jones, Art Department, Messio Plex, and Dennis Kurtzel as well, or Denise Kurtzel. So again, I'd recommend that you listen to more of Paris Green's stuff. I'm going to be hopefully spinning some stuff as well, but again, that is their cut Oh Yes, the re-edit of it, featuring Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell off of that one as well. All right, we're going to take you over to one last track for today before we go into our little break and some events and information in the Fraser Valley. This is coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio-based artist Cocaine Jesus, all one word there. Apologies for the mention of a drug on here. Not sure if Aaron's upset at the studio or anything, but that is the name of the artist. But from here forth, I'll just refer to them as Jesus and Stouch as well. I think that's better, right? In any case, this is basically a artist who's operating in kind of the vaporwave and sort of vapor sort of genre, just electronic music as well and electronic dance music, incorporating a lot of style. I kind of referred to them as that originally because I had actually discovered them when I was in the gym and just wanted to put on a little Vapor Trap playlist, primarily wanting to listen to Blank Banshee and a few other artists within the same kind of realm, when I discovered their cut She, released back in 2015. This is a really fantastic track, in my opinion. It really caters to the feeling, I think, of when you see someone that you're romantically interested in, and yet there's always that kind of first initial distance and you don't really want to approach them or anything like that. And no, I'm not talking about anybody in particular when I was working out or anything like that, but just that feeling of butterflies in your stomach as you notice someone from far away and you kind of want to approach, but at the same time you're kind of hesitant because you don't know their reaction, but they might be thinking the same thing as you are as well. In any case, She from Jesus is definitely one that I'm going to be spinning for you here. Of course it is, but I recommend you spin some other ones by them as well. In fact, after recording this, I'm going to go over and listen to their cuts from Therapy in 2023 alongside Mini Jesus, a collaborative album they have with Miniskirt as well. But Therapy has some tracks such as one that I just previewed here, Talk It Out, featuring Gigi Mothra as well. But again, this is from Jesus, or See Jesus, coming to you with their cut from 2015, She. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and after that, we'll do some events information in the Fraser Valley. Sound good? All right, let's get it started.
We'll be right back.
Looking for some of CIVL and other networks' best programming to listen to wherever and whenever you'd like? Hey! Then look no further than the Chill Rose Radio Network, available on all major podcasting platforms. Catch episodes of Chill Rose Radio with DJ Darko, the Earshot 20 Countdown, the SUSU Podcast with Stephen and Casey, and of course, The Block with Bryce and Warden, all in one place. New episodes are added weekly, so search for Chill Rose Radio Network on your platform of choice and listen wherever and whenever you would like. It's all happening on Chill Rose Radio. Let's take you back to the music now. We're going to kick it on over to a latest release from Peel. It's their cut, Y2J. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and I'll see you on the other side of these tracks. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, just took you out of two tracks there back to back, which was closed out by Sootnop and their track Five Windows, and then before that it was Peel with their cut Y2J. Both of these were released actually back on January 16th at the Friday of last week or around last week previously from there. Now, Sootnop is the solo sort of project from Mark Pontius, and then Y2J actually is the collaborative effort coming from two members here that we have, Jar Izom Innes and Sean Clemino, who are actually, if kind of you're familiar with another group by the name of Foss of the People, these are the people actually that would kind of work in that band previously as well, Pontius being, I believe, the drummer for the group for a period before stepping aside, and then Izom actually being a member of the touring group actually as well. So it's pretty interesting seeing both of these artists kind of moving in different sort of artistic directions, with Y2J with their cut, or Peel with their cut there, Y2J being a little bit more sort of a danceable and sort of like indie sort of rock track that we've heard kind of previously from sort of the backing band and stuff there, while Sootnop or Pontius there, Mark Pontius, coming through with a little bit more of an atmospheric and ambient sort of cut off of Five Windows. If you're looking for more from both of these guys, Sootnop has some releases that I'm definitely going to be taking a spin, such as Phage 1 and 2, Phage 1 and then Phage 2, with them being released in 2022 actually as well, whereas Peel has their latest Y2J with another cut Acid Star over top of that one, alongside singles such as Citizen X, Catch and Release, and Peel, the self-titled one as well to listen to. But again, that was two tracks there coming to you from Peel with Y2J to start it off, and then Sootnop, that's Pontius backwards, closing it out with Five Windows. Alright, taking you over to some new music now, it's Bleachers and their latest Tiny Moves. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and we're keeping it going after. Let's go!
The tiniest moves you make, the whole damn world shakes. Call it a bloodlust crisis of faith. Been changing enough for us both, babe. Whoa, oh, oh. Watching it all come down.
Then did it again and never changed. reflections every day till I crumble from the way, finding reasons I'm afraid of.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Block with Bryson Warden, broadcasting live on frequency 101.7 CIVL-FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus, Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. Just came out of three tracks back-to-back there, closing it off with Marie's off of 8. It's their cut, Too Late, the lead single from the record, released independently before 8 was announced, actually, back in 2020. Too Late, really fantastic, sort of like retro sort of cut, coming from Montreal-based artist Maurice, who's actually over in Australia right now doing a Brisbane concert series, which is pretty fantastic for her. Again, if you're looking for more from Maurice, I'd recommend heading on over and going to 8, their debut record actually, featuring tracks such as Emo, Immutable, and Experiments, the latter of which is one of my favorite tracks for the year that 8 had released in. But again, that is off of 8, Too Late, the closer for that record as well as being its lead single. After that, I took you over to Grimes with their cut Delete Forever off of Misanthropocene, coming out at the beginning of sort of 2020, the earlier half of it actually before the whole pandemic had begun. Record is actually not too bad, definitely not one of my favorites from Grimes. That would have to be Art Angels personally, even though I think that she or they is a little bit more sort of mid on that record personally. But Misanthropocene definitely has some highlights that I enjoy. I really like that one alongside 4AM as well as Violence, featuring the late IO off of that one as well. But Delete Forever just holds a special place in my heart, just for how low-key it is, and utilizing that acoustic guitar throughout really makes it kind of seem almost like it's got elements of country music to it, but also just still kind of a dissonant and sort of futuristic sort of sound, tying it nicely into the rest of the record, and just gives this feeling of kind of, as the video portrays, being kind of isolated and alone somewhere so distant and far away from other people, and yet longing to kind of be, you know, with these people once again, even though you're so far removed from it at the same point, and you don't really have the idea of how to get back to that point as well. Maybe it's just extrapolation on my part, but I'm a big fan of this track, hence why I played it on my show. So again, that is Delete Forever coming to you from Grimes. And finally, the latest from Bleachers, it's their cut Tiny Moves. This was released on January 17th, 2024, and hopefully is a sign of a record to come from the group, as their previous record back in, I believe, 2000... and 21, Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. So we've got a little bit of time between the two records, but that doesn't mean that lead kind of person, Jack Antonoff, hasn't been busy. He's well known by now, working with multiple famous artists, most notably Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift, alongside a multitude of others. Definitely coming out of the group Fun, it seems like Jack is really the one that kind of has spearheaded kind of the largest career trajectory compared to Nate Russ and other people that were a member of the group. That being said, Bleachers, definitely a group that I'm a big fan of. I really enjoy the cut off of their album Gone Now, which was Good Morning. I really enjoy that one there. And Roller Coaster as well is a pretty fun one in turn as well. But again, that is Jack Antonoff's group with their cut Tiny Moves. It's the latest from Bleachers. All right, going to take you to one last track before we close out for today. It's Prince Innocence and their cut Noches. Hope you guys enjoy this one. I will see you guys next week for another episode of our broadcast. I'm running out of time here, so I'll see you on the 29th. Have a great day, everybody, and goodbye.